B T I A 0 Z
L M number 4 Q J 6 8 4 and J 5 E bang Y ampersand underscore B at P bang slash P T L 7 X L 2 X C 0 M 7 1% 9 7 3 G X F 1 T L at Lun W 4 1 C dot X
They would experience a specific color, for example, C-sharp might be red, F-sharp might be blue, another tone might be indigo. And this curious mingling of the senses was called synesthesia. Some of these people also see colors when they see numbers. Every time they...
Are you ever so gently make the law? Physical adjustments so that you might lie quietly. Listening to the tone, listening to the salad.
It was a suitable setting for the human drama. He thought that the laws of motion and the arrangement of the celestial system expressed design regardless of its suitability for human existence.
Yeah. For there are points about the case which promise to make it an absolutely unique one. We have, I think, just time to catch our train at Paddington, and I will go further into the matter upon our journey.
Feeling the energy, feeling the love that we hold for you. So often, love is seen as a competitive energy. If someone loves you, then it means someone else does not.
Can I just say how sick I am of these podunk towns and the goddamn podunks who live in them?
I think you keep saying that. It's actually going to change anything.
I am so sick of this shit.
Yeah, you made that clear about 10,000 miles ago. I've even got a better idea. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
We are so goddamn broke.
Yeah, well, that's easy to fix.
Someone loves you. It means that they are the only ones that do.
We're excited. We're infused with the light of the Creator. It's like you feel You're touching something that is beyond the normal range of emotion and the normal range of how we experience things on a daily basis. Think about getting up in the morning. For many people, you open up your eyes, you look around you, and you say to yourself, ugh, another day. You slowly slither out of bed, you shuffle your way to the bathroom. The whole morning is like a drag. Where's the excitement? Where's the energy? You don't feel that special anticipation or that special light when you do something that you consider to be fun. Something.
M19B. TIA0Z. LM. Number 4 QJ684 and J. 5E Bang YM percent underscore B at P Bang.
Black page for that matter. They would see it tinged red. So 5 might be red, 6 would be green, 7 would be indigo, 8 would be yellow, and so on and so forth.
Cleanly and as clearly as it truly is, with competition. To realize that we do, yes, we do love you, but that in no way diminishes any other love that is out there.
You need 87 starts for the Steelers before coming to the Patriots. Patriots fans have less of an idea of who he is because he was hurt all last year.
And if he doesn't come?
We'll see about that when the time comes.
I was saying, things have changed here since yesterday.
Everything oozes.
The tree.
Never the same pus from one second to the next.
The tree. Look at the tree.
Wasn't it there yesterday?
Of course it was there yesterday. Don't you remember? We nearly hanged ourselves from it.
But you wouldn't. Don't you remember?
A shot rang out as he was led into his car. Shot as a mass confusion rolling and fighting as he was being let out now.
Truly your counselor, Lavion. Your higher self, it almost goes without saying, though we will always tell you, loves you unendingly. Certainly your very soul. And of course, God, goddess, all that is, and the goddess.
Yes, and, he was religious. He saw the universe as a great puzzle, just as he saw the book of Daniel as a great puzzle. And it was God leaving messages for human beings to puzzle out. And he puzzled out the way the solar system worked, and he tried to puzzle out the chronology of the Bible. Well, we don't do that anymore.
But might there be any reason, and in that you still find people, and indeed some of your own colleagues, who feel that nevertheless, the regularity, by definition, involves and invokes a regulator?
Well, it doesn't. There is a mystery.
Putting all the metaphors together so they encircled each other,
you know,
so they interlocked with each other
and connected. Questions and we get answers, and then we ask more follow-up questions. Well, why is that true? And we hope to come to some set of elegant physical principles that just...
Okay, fuck it. I'll do impressions for you because this is, you know, not working. My act doesn't work anymore. No one understands the irony of pure hatred. They're baffled by it. Bill, it's the feel-good 90s. Fuck you. You have nothing to feel good about. You're ruining the planet and my life. Fuck you. Feel bad. You deserve it. Now, it's hard to do impressions because it takes years to actually get every nuance of the character down to where any audience can see that character on stage as opposed to me. My first impression is Keith Richards. Keith Richards. See, he's a real skinny guy. Almost be a joke in a way. We were in a perfect world. Almost be like a semblance of a humorous type thing. If we were in a world wherein that could be perceived without fear. My next impression is Mick Jagger. Some of y'all seem underwhelmed by this. I don't get it. These are the fucking aces in my sleeve. This guy hates me so much. It is just, he's just going, if I kill him, how long will I have to do jail time? All right. Maybe not, though, because look at all these witnesses I have. They'll all go, no, he was just a tormenting fucking guy. He was asking for it, Your Honor.
And the goddess, she loves you.
Objectives. 1. Development of revolutionary technology for ultra-large all-source information repositories and associated privacy protection technologies. 2. Development of collaboration, automation, and cognitive aids technologies that allow humans and machines to think together about complicated and complex problems more efficiently and effectively. 3. Development and implementation of an end-to-end, closed-loop prototype system to aid in countering terrorism through prevention by integrating technology and components from existing DARPA programs, such.
Just tell me you love me and get it over with.
Action is not change, but it is substituted in cold change.
Thank you. Another replacement for change is disciplined behavior that is nothing more than a performance that demands acceptance and approval. I'm performing change, and I demand that you accept it. I demand that you approve of it. I demand that you praise and see how much I've changed.
Bueller?
Boy, I hope they can see how much I've changed. I hope they can see how different I am. And I'm going to be a totally different person, perhaps by with a new set of rules, perhaps with my mimicry or imitation. But I'm going to put on this performance of change whoever I see, and you better get it. You better get that I'm a different person. I have been sending you flowers and little notes, and I have been smiling and acting pleasant, and I have asked how you're doing every single day for a week, and you haven't seen me changed. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? What's the flaw in my performance? And on the other end of it, you feel very frustrated because, damn, they're trying to change. They look like change, but it doesn't feel like change. It feels like a performance.
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away. And look, I am with you all the days until the conclusion of the system of things.
Carlson also pointed out this condition runs in families, and more recently Simon Baron-Cohen in Cambridge has confirmed this, that there is indeed, does indeed run in families. Now, I think it's fair to say that even though people have known about synesthesia for over 100 years, it's been by and large regarded as a curiosity by mainstream neuroscience and psychology. But what I'd like to do today, in fact, is suggest that anomalies can be extremely important in science. If you know which anomaly to pick, most of them are bogus, of course, but if you know which anomaly to pick, it can completely change the direction of your research and generate what Kuhn calls scientific revolutions. But first, let's look at the most common explanations that have been proposed to account for synesthesia. And in fact, there are four of these. The first explanation is the most obvious, and that is they're just crazy. Now, the second explanation is maybe they're just acid junkies or potheads. Okay? They've just been on drugs. Now, this is not an entirely inappropriate criticism because synesthesia is more common among people who use LSD. But to me, that makes it more interesting, not less interesting. Why should some chemicals cause synesthesia, if indeed they do? The third idea is that maybe these people are just remembering childhood memories. For example, maybe they were playing with refrigerator magnets, and 5 was red, and 6 was blue, and 7 was green, and for some reason they're stuck with these memories. But this never made much sense to me, because why would it then run in families? You'd have to say they're passing the same magnets down. Or the propensity to play with magnets runs in families, or something like that. Anyway, it didn't make much sense, but it's something you have to bear in mind. The fourth explanation is more subtle, and it invokes sensory metaphors. If you look at our ordinary language, it's replete with synesthetic metaphors, cross-sensory metaphors, such as, for example, if you say cheddar cheese is sharp. Well, cheese isn't sharp. You can take a piece of cheese, rub it on your skin. It's actually soft. So why do you say it's sharp? Well, you say, oh, no. What I mean is it tastes sharp. It's a metaphor. But this is circular.
She loves you too. And we are here with you at tonight as you're lying so very gently to love you. So let yourself go. Let the concerns, the bric-a-brac, the yickety-yack, let it go. We love you. We have come to be with you. We have sensed your energy. We have known that you have existed, that you were there.
Among the multiplicity of lifetimes, simultaneous as they are, linear as they seem, we knew there was this time, this lifetime, where a spark would ignite within you, where you would remember, where you would know.
My theory is that Americans exist to the degree that they're being filmed or believe themselves to be filmed. Yeah, so this is the natural condition.
You see how Americanized I am now.
And that McDonald's is located where?
I'm pretty sure it's on Santa Monica, across from a college junior, I remember.
This was more to do with not using hand crank or reversal stock, which is what I call heightened reality, but I built off that and used a lot of time lapse of one frame a second, the shoot sequences, or shooting 6 frames a second, so you get these trails like you're on acid, like you think you get these toffee trails.
A door, I was in the room still. It was on the out of the door, the outside.
What happened next?
I went back and I made another call.
And who was it that you called at that time?
Another friend.
It seems to me likely that it's a convenient label that the brain uses to make a salient external distinction. If that's the case, would you agree with me that it's likely that an animal like a bat, which doesn't see but which hears with echoes, uses color for its own purposes? Bats might hear in color, rhinoceroses might smell in color.
Yes, I think this raises the question of qualia.
In his last bout, unfortunately, injured his knee. And I got a call from his trainer about 2 days later and said for me to meet with his orthopedic surgeon. He was flying in from Japan. So I was delighted. I met with his orthopedic surgeon. I showed him the research. He said, fine, go ahead and use the shark cartilage. And within 3 days, the pain and the inflammation were completely gone.
Who is it that is addressing you? Since it is not an author, a narrator, or a deus ex machina, it is an eye that is both part of the spectacle and part of the audience. An eye that, a bit like you, undergoes its own incessant, violent reinscription within the arithmetical machinery. An eye that, functioning as a pure passageway for operations of substitution, is not some singular and irreplaceable existence, some subject or life, but only rather moves between life and death, between reality and fiction, an eye that is a mere function or phantom.
From Aki Bono's knees, and he went on to win the next 2 Bashos in a row. It was incredible.
Three-piece combo with a clarinet.
there is a layered. Sometimes clarifying, sometimes exposing. There is a layered. Flourishing with the vision of spirit and the dreams of soul. This flickering light spirals, lifts, sometimes leaps. There is a light.
Just last week, talking about movies, art. Finally, I had to break it to her that of the four Matisses hanging on her wall, two are upside down.
Forefinger checking off the points upon the palm of his left hand gave me a sketch of the events which had led to our journey. Silver Blaze is from the Sommer Mist Dock and holds as brilliant a record as his famous ancestor. He is now in his fifth year and has brought in turn each of the prizes of the turf to Colonel Ross, his fortunate owner. Up to the time of the catastrophe, he was the first favourite for the Wessex Cup.
He came up and said, kill me, kill me, kill me, get me off this fucking globe.
His explanation is that in science, you can never explain one mystery with another mystery.
This is my bed.
Yes, it is.
The Borgias once owned the bed. Of course, you have to pay for it with your soul, but,
Loneliness and menace arise. It is these that impress themselves on everyday consciousness in Western industrial society. They also take the upper hand everywhere that technological civilization extends itself, and they largely determine the production of modern art and literature. The danger of a cleft reality experience evolving is lower in a natural environment. In field and forest, and in the animal world sheltered therein, indeed, in every garden, a reality is perceptible that is infinitely much more real, older, deeper, and more wondrous than everything made by man's hand that will yet endure. When the inanimate, mechanical, and concrete world vanishes again, becomes rusted and fallen into ruin. In the sprouting, growth, blooming, fruiting, death, germination of plants, in their relationship with the sun, whose light they are able to convert into a chemically bound energy in the form of organic compounds, out of which all life on our earth is built, in the being of plants, the same mysterious, inexhaustible, eternal life energy is evident, that has also brought us forth and takes us back again in its womb, and in which we are sheltered and united with all living things.
The form in which it had codified those graces could not be analyzed into any logical elements. But ever since, more than a year before, discovering to him many of the riches of his own soul, The love of music had been born, and for a time at least had dwelt in him. Swan had regarded musical motifs as actual ideas of another world, of another order, ideas veiled in shadows, unknown, impenetrable by the human mind.
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes. I get to working on it and forget where I am, what time it is. I even forget to eat.
These two actors worked out a backstory for their characters on their own, which is great. It's a wonderful thing that actors do. And then they don't necessarily tell the director. And the director really doesn't care as long as what they do seems to work.
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes. What kind of a man is he? I get to working on it and forget where I am.
What the hell? I deserve a little luxury. You have to take care of yourself. No one's going to do that for you, are they?
I want to tell you something. I already have.
What is it that you think you're doing?
Being as direct with you as I know how, I thought you might appreciate it. And, anyway, I always like a little pussy after lunch. What do you say?
Your first discovery.
Do you drive an ambulance?
I have driven ambulances in my time. As a matter of fact, that's how I got here. I, too, picked up an injured man on the road. At least he said he was injured. It seemed like a road at the time. I, too, showed this person the sunset, looked out over a terribly deep precipice, watched this individual fall, and I saw my own face receding into the distance.
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes. What kind of a man is he?
We should not neglect the fact that some biographies written by people who have authority in the academy finally invest this authority in a book which for centuries sometimes after the death of an author represent the truth. If someone interested in biography writes life and works of Heidegger, well documented, apparently consistent, and it's the only one published by under the authority of a good press, okay? And then Heidegger's image, Heidegger's life image, is fixed and stabilized for centuries. That's why I would say that sometimes the one who reads a text by a philosopher, for instance, a tiny paragraph, and interprets it in a rigorous, inventive, powerfully deciphering fashion, is more of a real biographer than the one who knows the whole story.
Observer 35, was an intuitive sort of gut reaction to imagining this film. When you read the script, you get a picture of it in your head. And I think for a lot of people, it went counter to logic, which is to say, if you're trying to create claustrophobia in a prison cell, why would you make a bigger frame? But my feeling was, it feels smaller if you see three walls in the shot. If you shoot someone against a single wall, you don't feel the size of the room. And if you shoot them into a corner, well, yeah, a little bit. But if you feel three walls, then you understand that the room is 6 feet across.
Saying that synesthesia is just a metaphor doesn't explain a damn thing, because we don't know what a metaphor is.
New metaphysics. Firmly packaged in time space, you need handles, some sort of an envelope. Can change, but at any given moment, you know, the moment theory of binary projection. It's kind of like the atomic theory of physical matter. Building blocks. You saw building blocks on the grassy knoll.
Before we'd know if we could help your son, we have to meet with the parents as well as the child.
All part of the post-cult, post-occult, the hidden archives. Memory cells operating as metaphysical terrorist cells in today's polybiotic last quaverings of a sleep walking man who is very groggy after a very long sleep. It's so long, you wouldn't believe it. And it was very humid as well.
Anything you want to talk about? Anything at all? I am a jukebox. Stick a quarter in my butt, push 812. I got a joke on everything. As funny as the ones you've seen.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Bill. We're on the edge of our seat waiting to hear more of your witticisms. How many involve death, Bill? All of them? Oh, God. Let's settle in. Let's bring our jammies and spend the night at your house. Tell us why life sucks, Bill.
Carrying form, such as to be present.
Describe everything. And when we have it, the mystery will still be there, because we'll always have to ask, why is it that theory?
Oh, the things people weave, knowing not that they weave.
Is there anybody, maybe one person who wants to lie? He's got a great body. Yeah, good.
A little bow-legged, too.
No, that's good. Nice ass, too.
Okay.
Okay. Come over to this chair here.
I have a relationship with the chair.
Like that. And is it clean?
Yeah.
I like it when they're dirty. I like that.
All right. Oh, man.
let's get, bring one of your knees or this knee up on here like that. Just like that, arch your butt back. Right like that, that's good. Really arch that butt back. Chin up a little bit. Right like that. Tip your head over a little bit. Right there. Good.
A blank.
Oh, you did. Let me do another one. Right there.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Smile or not?
Like that. Good. Come over here on the bed.
Can I see one?
That's good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, separate your knees. Just like that, even more. Just like that, that's good. And take your ass back just a little bit. Just like that. Take your head over this way a little bit. Right there. Perfect. Photographed really well. That's amazing. Look at that.
I've got some pictures in there too. I was showing them. This one guy did some pictures. I didn't really like him that much though. So.
Yeah. Turn away from me so I can see your butt. Just like that. That's good. Right there. Perfect. Arch your butt back just a little bit. Right there. So that's good. Bring your hands down in front. Just like that. Good, good. Come down on your hands and your knees. Like that. Actually, facing this way. Right there. Just like that. Separate your knees. Just like that. And scoop. Yeah, just like that. Throw your head down. Just like that. That's good. Really arch your butt out. Right at me. Tip your head over this way a little bit. Right there, perfect. Good. Oh, right there. Right there. Keep, let's stand up there. Just like that. Yeah, right there. Right there, perfect. Beautiful shot. Beautiful.
Wow. We are about to enter a free-fall plunge. And the sound you hear is the sound of shit hitting the fan. Globally. Hear it.
Expanding. Revealing. Celebrating. Beginning was the logo. The other end now, let's call it the brand. Since much has been failed and lost, given up, surrendered and failed to surrender, yet lost. In the great somnambulist trail, walking down the corridor, no memory,
I had an incredible idea. You guys like going to the movies? I love the movies. More than life itself. Well, I'm watching Terminator 2. Did y'all see Terminator 2? Phenomenal special effects. Unbelievable stunts. I'm thinking to myself, how are they ever going to be able to top these stunts in a movie again? How can you top this? There's no way. Unless. Start using terminally as stuntmen and f***ers. Hear me out.
A little digital decay there.
Because I noticed some of you, this sounds cruel, perhaps. Oh. How can you tell?
top this. There's no way. Unless they start using terminally ill people as stuntmen in pictures.
When is something not, and when is it? You can do that in this game. You didn't read the manual, did you? Sometimes you have to read the manual.
Explain why, as the title of this evening's lecture puts it, neuroscience has become the new philosophy.
Don't worry, there always is a manual. In a projected binary system, bifurcating, oh, bifurcating. That's where Tom Joad is, along with Yogi, a fork in the road. That's where all the fun is, Ma. Don't worry, I'm asleep. I can't get blinded.
And when you go to affluent societies, because we get into the position where we tell ourselves that, you know, all those people who come and ask for help, in fact, they are all, they don't deserve it because they are not as they seem to be. So I think it is probably an idea which relates to, if you are hungry, then you feel the hunger of others. If you are homeless, then you feel the need of the homeless. If you have the food and have the shelter, you either don't understand the problem of the other, or if you try and understand it, you would still say it is their fault, or maybe because we become all... just putting it up because he's really a bad person. He's feel the hunger of others. If you are homeless, then you feel the
new metaphysics. Just a lower case article. Fear not.
Manager on register 4?
Is this the toker, Squeepy?
We got two whack jobs on register 4?
First he grabbed me, and then he choked me.
His mother's grave is profaned. His parents never read any of his books. He cries out, "Mommy, I'm scared," every night until she lets him sleep on a sofa near them. One side of his face is paralyzed for 3 weeks, leaving his eye open continuously, unblinking. His father composes his own death notice shortly before he dies of cancer. He is expelled from school because he is Jewish. He learns he was given a secret name, Eli, after the Jewish prophet Elijah that isn't on his birth certificate. He fails his first entrance exam to the university. He writes his first novel at age 15 about the theft of a diary and blackmail for its return. He pretends to learn Hebrew so as to read it without understanding it. He is arrested and thrown in prison for 24 hours in Prague for transporting drugs which the authorities plant on him. He receives a collect call from someone who identifies himself as Martini Heidegger. He declines an offer from Marguerite Duras to play a part in one of her films. As an adolescent, he dreams of becoming a professional soccer player. He doesn't circumcise his sons, greatly upsetting his mother and father. He suffers from sleeplessness and nervous collapse from the overuse of sleeping tablets and amphetamines. His older brother lives only 7 days, dying just a year before he is born.
www.newmetaphysics.com. Download shows. Had a pretty high MP3 bitrate for those who can discern the difference between and something else. Needs no introduction. For those who can't discern, might as well watch TV. Or even worse, or better, which is worse in this case, watch a movie. Even watch a good movie today. Make you want to cry. But that's the old world. The world of the pogroms and the Kristallnacht and Magna Carta and boiling in oil and all that kind of stuff. Although, that's the new world as well. It's all old. Need a new manual.
It's represented in the brain. And indeed, as we go along, what I'd like to do is to turn it upside down and suggest the very opposite. That
searched all over. I knew the guy had told us about him was wrong. There was no money.
Suggesting that it is the realm of the archetypes. Those archetypal energies that we have worked with, that you, many of you, are working with, that is the realm.
Dick wouldn't believe it. So he went tearing through the house, banging on the walls.
There is a light. In a delicate moment that could otherwise be lost, there is a light of transcendence, spiraling transcendence. That we have spoken, in the sense of what you use to create your reality consciously, are the raw materials and the tools and the energies, with be they generating or sustaining.
Looking for a safe. When he was done, he said he was going to go up to Nancy's room and have his way with her. I wouldn't allow it.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Paul Warren here with Al Corlin of A.B. Corlin and Associates.
And Paul, we have a new guest with us today. Her name is Laura Rowley. I discovered Laura when I read one of her biweekly columns on money, which was on Yahoo Finance. Laura, to give our listeners a bit of an introduction, is the author of a book entitled Money and Happiness, A Guide to Living the Good Life. Another book that she wrote is called On Target, How the World's Hottest Retailer Hit a Bullseye. Laura's been interviewed on Good Morning America, CNBC, Fox, Bloomberg, on and on and on. Boy, are we lucky to have this lady.
When he was dying, he said he was going to go up to Nancy's room and have his way with her. I wouldn't allow it. I told him that. So I sat with her. Dick came up and got me. We turned off the lights and went down to the basement to where Mr. Clutter and the boy was. He kept saying no witnesses, but I figured if I waited him out, he'd give up and we'd leave him tied up there. And we'd drive all night, they'd never find us. We tied Mr. Clutter's wrist to a pipe over his head. And he looked hurt, so I cut him down. I put a box out there so he'd be more comfortable. He asked how his wife and daughter was, and I said they were fine. And they were getting ready for sleep, and it wouldn't be long till morning when they'd find him.
But in the sense, you die to your thoughts, you die to your feelings. It's important to do this death process, that you go through this death of conscious thought, death of conscious feeling, that it's important that you let die every desire, every expectation, every mind. But wait a minute, some of them are beautiful. We understand that. But all of them have been polluted by the conscious mind, and in order to enter the unconscious mind, they all at least temporarily must die. And therefore, to die to all your conscious desire, expectation, imagination, every thought you have, every feeling you have, to all your hate and hurt and fear and doubt, yes, but also to all your love and joy and happiness. But will you lose? No, you won't lose it. You're going to die to it in this particular regard, to die to it for now. Because, see, it's all into space and interpolluted with that conscious and subconscious mind, to enter the unconscious. And this was one of the biggest secrets, to die to those conscious thoughts and feelings.
Hear me out. Because I notice some of you, this sounds cruel, perhaps. Oh, Bill, terminally ill stump people, that's cruel. You know what I think cruel is? Leaving your loved ones to die in some sterile hospital room surrounded by strangers. Fuck that. Put them in the movies. What? You want your grandmother dying like a little bird in some hospital room, her translucent skin so thin you can see her last heartbeat work its way down her blue veins? Or do you want her to meet Chuck Norris?
Let's hear it.
Okay, it's the usual http://, that you always get.
Right.
Then a www.
Right.
Dot well, like WELL.
Right.
Dot com, COM.
Right.
A / user, USER.
Right.
Another / and crunch, CRUNCH. And my email address is crunch@well.com.
All right, that's www.well.
He was just looking at me, looking into my eyes, like he expects me to kill him, like he expects me to be the kind of person who would kill him. I was thinking this nice man is scared of me. I was so ashamed.
Problem of God.
And not some other theory. And one answer is, well, that is the regularity imposed on it by a spirit, a designer. But that doesn't answer anything. I mean, then you have to say, well, why is the designer like that? You know, either by a designer you have something in particular in mind. a God who is benevolent or jealous or humorous, whatever, or you have nothing in mind. If you have nothing in mind, let's not talk about it. And if you have something in mind, then the question arises, well, why is that true?
Come, let us gather together. Let us join together to capture that light for a moment. To capture that light and then to harness and direct that light. For then, once captured for a moment, harnessed and directed, it can be released. It can be released into your world. Come. Let us gather, let us join together. Let us love together.
Okay, so tell me again about the hash bar.
Okay, what you want to know?
Hash is legal there, right?
Yeah, it's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. I mean, you just can't walk into a restaurant, roll a joint, and start puffing away. I mean, they want you to smoke in your home or certain designated places.
No, the hash bar.
Yeah, it breaks down like this. Okay, it's legal to buy it. It's legal to own it. And if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, but that doesn't matter, because get a load of this. All right. If you get stopped by a cop in Amsterdam, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's the right that cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all there is to it. I'm fucking going.
No, baby, you dig it the most. But you know what the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that they got here, but it's just there, it's a little different.
I was thinking this nice man scared me. I was so ashamed. I mean, I thought he was a very nice gentleman. And I thought so right up till I slit his throat. I didn't know what I did till I heard the sound.
Documented form originally from wooden double punk. Date double punk, double punk, double one, double punk. Systematic statement of the body and body.
In a spoiled sport, you're not doing it right. I have changed, and you better see it, or I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Senses.
In our lecture series, we have been considering some of the problems that contemporary natural law theory must face. Things like questioning of evolution, things like cultural relativism. Today I'd like to take up yet one more topic in that particular line, namely the question about religious commitment. Whether natural law is a religious philosophy, whether natural law necessarily presumes belief in the existence of God. The existence of a natural moral law does at least seem, prima facie, to suppose the existence of a lawgiver. How can you...
Anesthesia is a sensory phenomenon whose neural basis you can discover in the brain. That's the very opposite. That synesthesia is a sensory phenomenon whose neural basis you can discover in the brain, and that in turn can give you an experimental foothold for understanding more elusive aspects of the mind, such as what is a metaphor. So why has it been ignored? There's an important lesson here.
Add it up. How much money did you get from the clutters that night?
Between $40 and $50.
the very condition of a deconstruction, may be at work in the work, within the system to be deconstructed. It may already be located there, already at work. Not at the center, but in an eccentric center, in a corner whose eccentricity assures the solid concentration of the system, participating in the construction of what it, at the same time, threatens to deconstruct. One might then be inclined to reach this conclusion. Deconstruction is not an operation that supervenes afterwards, from the outside, one fine day. It is always already at work in the work. Since the disruptive force of deconstruction is always already contained within the very architecture of the work, all one would finally have to do to be able to deconstruct, given this always already, is to do memory work. Yet since I want neither to accept or to reject a conclusion formulated in precisely these terms, let us leave this question suspended for the moment.
X L 2 X C 0 M 7 1% 9 7 3 G X F 1 T L Alan W 4 1 C dot X Y X H B H E M 1 and 3 Y 2 S X M L C 4 1 4 Q dot X Z O D 72 O L 7 C percent Q X B dot A K T 1 E apostrophe Q K M S N N apostrophe G G 7 4 1 F I 8 6 1 B M H F 2 X X M 1 H bang U percent X 1 C
paradigms. And I call it the attraction-centric model. There are two basic models for how men approach meeting women. One is the courtship-centric model and one is the attraction-centric model. We men have been living in a dream that can roughly be described as something similar to the simulated reality in the movie The Matrix. The false reality that we live in is based on our biological and culturally programmed responses combined with a common sense and what our moms taught us. Most men approach the topic of meeting women in a way that I call the courtship-centric model. I'd like to describe this model, and then I'd like to propose a new model to you that I call the attraction-centric model. You know that feeling you get inside when you see a beautiful woman that you'd like to meet? You know the feeling when you've met a girl that you really like, and you realize you're responding physically and emotionally to her, and it's happening to you? In other words, it's out of your control, and all you know is that you want her? We can describe that feeling as attraction. It's a combination of emotional and physical responses that make you want a particular woman. For men, it's usually based on what it was. Well, women have this same powerful mechanism inside of them. They feel that powerful physical emotional response called attraction as well. The difference is that women feel it for very different reasons from men. Some same, mostly very different. If you base your approach with women on attraction, you'll get a very different response from courting them. When you court a woman, her natural response is to run, which makes you want her more, and her run more. You stand a small chance of catching her using this model. When you attract a woman, her natural response makes all the difference.
To make magic. Together. To make love. Together. And to make magic and make love for your world. Welcome.
All right. Well, well, well. Oh, yes, to drink you in. In our reality, we could spend forever just drinking you in. Just experiencing you. But we understand in your reality, you would grow impatient. And so while we drink you in, while we experience you, while we listen to the colors, the leaping, spiraling, lifting colors of your aura, listening to the colors, waiting to hear the light, your light, the light that you bring to these days, while we watch the sounds that emanate from the ether of your being. Watching those sounds, the cacophony of sounds, a symphony of sound, the percussion with its melodies and its rhythms and its riffs. Watching for the silence, the sacred, mysterious silence. But likewise, with the light, your light that you bring to these days, we listen, we watch, and with your permission, always with your permission, we talk your love. A delicate, precious, wondrous. And at times miraculous. Love with its freedom. With its individuality.
It's been there, done that. Welcome to Been There, Done That. I'm Marty Goldenson. Today, hard choices and complex comedy. We'll explore the rewards and frustrations of helping your aging parents adjust to less than independent living. We'll also see how it takes a grandma to raise a child. And this is the laughter part, the rebirth of the Firesign Theater, what Robin Williams calls the Hieronymus Bosch of radio.
Which nonetheless were perfectly distinct one from another, unequal among themselves in value and in significance.
We shot at 6 frames per second with the film cameras, and then we transfer the film at 6 frames per second in the video, then there's normal time in the movie, and we wanted to give each part of the movie its own look.
They are right here in the studio now, and I fear introducing them because, well, listen to this. This is how they introduce people.
And the main tool we used was
experimenting with different types of cameras and different types of film stock.
Color reversal film, which we cross-processed and photochemically manipulated the film in the lab.
We're shooting just about everything on reversal stock with a cross process.
There's forward flashes that...
That you truly are a map maker. Dreamer, dreamweaver. A vision maker. That you are a reality creator. Who is here in this lifetime to make peace with all your other incarnations, if you will, by making peace with yourself, so that you might come home. Your higher self. We found them in what you had told a time long ago. In the search, in the same search in which you engage, in their search, to come home. We told them of you. Yes, we did. We told them there was a you out there who would wake up, who would find that spark, who would follow it wherever it led, would draw upon whatever resources you had. Whatever limited resources, sometimes martyr, sometimes defensiveness, sometimes guilt, sometimes shame. But that you would make it. That you would make it. And though these resources, assets at first, would quickly turn to liability, and though you would find yourself in the midst of struggle, often in pain,
in the history of science. And I think it's, in general, it's fair to say that for a curious phenomenon, an anomaly, to make it into mainstream science and have an impact, it has to fulfill three criteria. And that is, first, you have to show it's a real phenomenon. Second, you have to have a candidate mechanism that explains what it might be. And third, it has to have broad implications. What's a big deal? So what? Who cares? Okay, so for example, if you take telepathy, okay, telepathy has vast implications if true. So the third criterion is fulfilled. But the first criterion is not fulfilled, it's not repeatable. We don't even know if it's true, it's probably bogus. Another example would be bacterial transformation. If you take one species of bacteria, pneumococcus, and incubate it with another species of bacterium, the second species actually becomes transformed into the first species. And you can do this just extracting the chemical, the DNA, and then use that to induce the transformation. And this was reliably repeatable. Many times it was repeated. It was published in a prestigious journal. But people ignored it. Okay? Why did they ignore it? Because nobody could think of a candidate mechanism. How can you possibly encode heredity in a chemical? Until Watson and Crick came along, described the double helical structure of DNA, described the genetic code, and then people started accepting it and recognized the importance of bacterial transformation. So I like to do the same thing with synesthesia. First of all, I like to show it's real, it's not bogus. Second, suggest candidate mechanisms, what's going on in the brain. And third, so what? Why should I care? So I'm going to argue, in fact, synesthesia has very broad implications. It might tell you about things like metaphor and how language evolved in the brain. Maybe even the emergence of abstract thought that us humans, human beings are very good at. So first, we need to show synesthesia is a real phenomenon. What we did was to essentially develop a clinical test for discovering closet synesthetes. And how do you do that? First of all, we found two synesthetes. And these people saw numbers as color. For example, 5 as red and 2 as green. So what we produced a computerized display on the screen, which had a random jumble of 5s on the screen. And embedded among these 5s are a number of 2s. And the 2s are arranged to form a shape, like a triangle, or a square, or a circle. Now, when you and I, anybody here in the audience who's not a synesthete, looks at the display, it takes several seconds, as much as 20 or 30 seconds, before you say, oh, I see all the 2s that are arranged to form a triangle or a square. Now, when we showed the same display to the 2 synesthetes, they immediately, or very quickly, saw the triangle or the square. Because the numbers are actually colored for them, they see them conspicuously, popping out from the background. So this demolishes the idea they're just crazy, because if they're crazy, how come they're better at it than all of you normals? Okay? It also suggests that it's a genuine sensory effect, because if it's just a memory association or something high level, how come they actually see the triangle? So we know the phenomenon is real. And using this test and other similar tests, we were able to show that it's much more common than people had assumed in the past. In fact, people have claimed that it's 1 in 10,000. We find it's 1 in 200. There's probably two or three of you here in the audience who don't want to admit it, okay? So the next question is, what causes synesthesia? Well, my student, especially Ed Hubbard, he and I were looking at brain atlases, and we found, if you look at a structure called the fusiform gyrus in the temporal lobes of the brain, it turns out that the fusiform gyrus has the color area, V4, which is described by Semir Zeki. This is the area which processes color information. But we were struck by the fact that the number area of the brain, which represents visual numbers, as shown by brain imaging studies, that number area is right next to it, almost touching the color area of the brain. So we said, this can't be a coincidence. How come the most common type of synesthesia is number color, and the number area and color area are almost touching each other, right next to each other, in the same part of the brain? Maybe what's going on is these people have some accidental crosstalk or cross-wiring. Just as in my experiments on phantom limbs, in my London lecture, I showed that the face area becomes cross-wired with the hand area in the cortex. Except in this case, it happens not because of amputation, but because of some genetic change in the brain. And now we've done imaging experiments on people with synesthesia and showed that if you show just black and white numbers, they get activation in the color area. Now the next question is, why does this cross-wiring or cross-activation occur? Well, remember I said it runs in families. Well, this suggests there's a gene, a set of genes involved. What might this gene be doing, this bad gene? Well, one possibility is we are all born with excess connections in the brain. In the fetus, there are many more redundant connections than you need. And then you prune away the excess connections to produce the modular architecture characteristic of the adult brain. Okay, like Michelangelo chipped away everything that doesn't look like David to produce David. Okay? That's how you generate a brain. Okay? So I think what's happened to these people is that gene is defective, and therefore there's defective pruning, so there's cross-activation between adjacent regions of the brain. Or there could be some kind of chemical imbalance that produces cross-activation between adjacent parts of the brain that are normally only loosely connected, and this produces hyperconnectivity between these parts of the brain. Now, what we found next was even more amazing. Take the same two synesthetes. Instead of showing them Arabic numbers, actually I should call them Indian numbers, but it doesn't matter. Indian Arabic numbers. You show them, instead of showing them that, you show them Roman numbers. Roman 5, B6. Guess what happens? They say, I know it's a 5, but it doesn't look color. It's black and white. So Roman numbers don't evoke colors. Now, what does that prove? It's very important because it shows it's not the numerical concept that drives the color, but the visual appeal. Fusiform gyrus represents the visual appearance of numbers and letters. Instead of showing them Arabic numbers...
And I thought I was so mysterious.
Trust me, everybody is less mysterious than they think they are.
Actually, I should call them Indian numbers, but it doesn't matter, okay? Indian Arabic numbers.
This is so Cronenberg, master of wetware, the wet master from Canada. Underground. The brood kind of guy. Twin surgeons of bizarre surgical instrument fame. Mr. Existenz. He got the equipment. If it's right, it's real. Right, of course, is a totally bogus philosophy. Philosophical activity, morality, ethics, total bullshit. Take my word for it. There's intimations there might have been some story, but there's so few intimations I can't even imagine they were cut from the screenplay or this real-time melodrama presented as regular real-time drama with, of course, the serial storyline. The story being told, of course. The movie of some kind. See, again, there's no story to this film. The only story is a theme. The theme is a man coming to terms with his violent side. All right, now we haven't heard that story. Okay. So already we have an American film that doesn't have a story, since the few opportunities, and there were several, for a typical cliched kind of storyline to go on, they deleted as soon as they got started, before I went off planner, of course. It's a story for another film. Renegade Special Ops kind of... Even the best film is 99% craft. Even if it has a vision. Even if it has that... genius overall.
X L2XC0M71%973G XF1T L Adlan W41C dot X YXHBHEM13Y2S XMLC414Q dot M19B TIA0Z LM number.
New Metaphysics Express. Only stopping at the big stations. Can't be bothered with the flotsam. Only high quality jetsam going on around here. Round two, commercial entry into the WorldNet digital sky screen. Oh, I'm sorry. That's back in Bavaria, where men are still slaughtering on horseback. I forgot.
Well, I got a different problem, Gunky. Look here.
Yeah.
I rented a vacation cottage up in the Catskill Mountains to Andy, and my wife then rented it to a Mr. Jackson.
Yeah.
And last night...
Alice doesn't live there anymore.
In the place at the same time.
Uh-oh. That's a nasty business, Kingfish. A nasty business.
Because part of...
Somebody got to go.
Part of that backstory might have been left on the killing room floor.
Because he paying me $200.
Yeah.
Snip, snip.
$200, man, but I want to unrun it from Jackson.
World on a cracker.
See the idea that he paying me half.
Vermouth chaser.
The thing to do is to scare this fella Jackson out of there.
Yeah,
yeah. You're going to hear no Amos and Andy on TV in your lifetime, my friend.
Nick and think it's too dangerous to live up there. Tell him that there's some wild animals or something in the woods.
You show them, instead of showing them that, you show them Roman numbers. Roman 5, which looks like a V or 6.
I took a look at that handbook manually. What I saw there could be part of a really good movie. Assuming there could ever be a really good movie.
Anonymous access not allowed. Goodbye.
There'll be one or two now and again. Sneaking across the fabric-like barricades. each nexus of the screen a origin of a field. So it's like crosshairs and arcs, pretty much yin-yanging the whole scene. Only some kind of a neo-YouTube kind of a video is going to get into that turf. A post-googly kind of X video made on one of them newfangled high quality for low price vid cams with a Final Cut Pro kind of an editing job that probably was cracked to begin with. Some of the best are, you know. Some of those Mac cats out there doing post neo modern post on their vid screens a la the best of William Gibson Stevenson in a full court press, kind of a snow crash type of thing. But I regress. Emails, Gary@newmetaphysics.com, or for any technique problems, admin@newmetaphysics.com. Don't forget him. He likes to get some emails occasionally. Gives him a kick in the pants, kind of a square-cornered kind of a kiss. Post-robotic stimulus and response. Assuming anyone could actually have a technique problem. It's not lame, but it is Fraunhofer MP3s. Kissed off the griddle just for ye. No dropouts or glitches, detritus or remodeled furniture in the background of those audios, except the usual distortion and extremely variable audio quality in the mix. Going up to 320K bitrate down the road, and then to Apple lossless forever on. Be about 900 megs in size. Don't worry, it'll be proportional to today. Some have thought an extreme correction in the economic markets based on a portion of sacred geometry in the phi ratio. Threes and fives, wouldn't you know? I myself personally was looking that way, still am, although I haven't quite integrated the Elliott wave into occult, neo-occult, and post-neo geometries, otherwise known as the damn handbook, for Christ's sakes. But mathematical clerks are busy in the background as I speak. Working with permutations and D permutations of the magic squares. Fuhi's Finest. And the I Ching, as it appeared in the top 40, the commercial version. A little Wilhelmian mix on the post. Threes and fives. Kind of like a Beatles mix on the orthogonal.
Who arrested him and searched his home? Thousands of plants were seized at a nearby warehouse. Just a few weeks earlier, San Francisco's district attorney, Terrence Hallinan, had been a guest on Rosenthal's monthly radio show and had praised the efforts of the medical marijuana cooperatives.
Oh, what the DEA did to my favorite weed. Even if it isn't but remembered, its main form of inhalation. Some things should not be integrated. I mean the sativa with the indica. Unless you're making some sort of a post-fabric car seat biomass from hemp, don't hybridize the motherfucker. It's going to be straight sativa, thank you, 12 feet high. If you get a 12-foot high attic in New England with a 360-degree skylight, just import the motherfucker already. Some things should not be mixed for the final studio master. Leave some fuckers alone, will you? But I regress and go back to the old country once again. I guess my papers are not quite in order. It's new metaphysics time. There are some things.
A 733 megahertz, 7450 can dispatch, execute and complete 3 vector instructions per cycle. This means it can put out about 3 GFLOP through the VFPU at the same time.
So I believe the male plant, hemp in both of its main varieties, is a metaphor for the little train that might have could. You heard metaphors on that grassy knoll. Say it.
Choked a 72-year-old woman.
I never touched the old bag.
He called her an old bag.
Okay, you two need to chill, because this is like my first day, and I don't do well under pressure.
Where's the you-know-what's-ki?
I can't get it out.
Jimmy, hey, what are you doing?
A finger, everybody. There's a severed finger in the cantaloupe.
Oh, my God.
See what I've got to do?
Well, why don't we...
I've got to integrate everything before I rest at night. You think loops go round and round? Before I can speak for myself. So it could be 07 for the big market drop, otherwise it's sell gold. Big third wave going down. But I haven't fully integrated that subsystem quite yet. Let's integrate the meaning conceptually of burnt toast, like in the hotel overlook.
Guess what happens? They say, oh, I know it's a 5, but it doesn't look colored. It's black and white. So Roman numbers don't go colors. Now, what does that prove? It's very important because it shows it's not the numerical concept that drives the color, but the visual appearance of the Indian Arabic number. And it fits with what I'm saying, because the fusiform gyrus represents the visual appearance of numbers and letters and things like that, not the abstract concept of sequence or ordinality. Okay? Where does that occur, the abstract idea of number? We don't know, but a good guess is angular gyrus in the left hemisphere. We know that because when that's damaged in patients, they can no longer, they're fluent in conversation, they're intelligent and all of that, but they can't do even simple arithmetic. You say, what's 17 minus 3? He'll say, oh, is it 9? And remember, this chap's cross. Where does that occur, the abstract idea of number? We don't know, but a good guess is angular gyrus in the left hemisphere. We know.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if this whole thing is better on the phone. So much better on the phone. Maybe we should never face each other again.
You would not give up, you would not quit. Even as those, perhaps out of some twisted compassion, would encourage you to quit, to lower your expectations, to lower your dreams, to give them up, to settle, to be satisfied, to become complacent. But you would not. Oh, you would try. But you would not. They did not believe us fully at first. But then they found you. Then they found you.
It's a non-linear story.
Independently financed, as opposed to studio-backed, where the attitude is far more conservative to experimentation. We force the color palette in a direction that is basically towards red, the magic that comes out of accidents. It also increases the grain and loosens the structure of the film, what we were looking for. In this movie, it becomes so volatile that it's unmanageable.
The next step is 3D.
I'm tired. I want to rest. I want to lie down. And sleep. I want to regain my energy. I want to find my way.
Its authority empowered, and with its joy. Yes, as we drink you in, as we experience you, as we listen, as we watch, as we touch, we also say, it is a pleasure.
And smell around.
Accidents, the use of high-speed film, transferred at high speed in order to give it streaking and the trails. A couple of nominal camera speeds when transferred at certain rates gave us blurring and smearing and trails when the camera is moved. Process smearing, trails and blur.
That has its own set of signals and will work. It'll work.
Frames, kinetic camera moves, and the use of the hand crank cameras.
Suppose you've chosen this one. Now, if a person is really involved in a religion and really building his life on it, he better stay with the software that he's got. But a chap like myself, who likes to play with the various software, I can run around, but I probably will never have an experience comparable to that of a saint.
equipped to shoot multiple exposures.
You always try to shoot with such texture that you feel you can touch, reach, and smell.
Eastern Mediterranean. It was disquieting, however, that there was no sign of the armament, and when Hardy returned in Mutine next morning after a passage inshore, his fears were confirmed. Hardy had failed to find the British consul, to whom Nelson had written, and could not have done, for he was absent on leave. But the Ottoman fortress commander, who eventually appeared, told him that the French had not arrived, that the Turks were not at war with France, and that the British, though they might water and store their ships according to custom, should go away. Nelson did not answer. On the morning of Saturday, the 30th of June, he said, he had decided he had made a mistake, and that the armament had gone elsewhere.
With what that light clarifies, reveals, exposes, expands, celebrates. And this is the second phase of that.
Who is it that is addressing you? Since it is not an author, a narrator, or a deus ex machina, it is an eye that is both part of the spectacle and part of the audience. An eye that, a bit like you, undergoes its own incessant, violent reinscription within the arithmetical machinery. An eye that, functioning as a pure passageway for operations of substitution, is not some singular and irreplaceable existence, some subject or life, but only rather moves between life and death, between reality and fiction, an eye that is a mere function or phantom.
It's not only a projection. Yes, there is projection, but there is also perception. Projection and perception are the two poles of the processes of our attention in relationship to the world. We constantly project images from within us. We project meaning from us. But we also can be and need to be and need to cultivate our receptivity, our ability to perceive or to apperceive, as some people say. Apperception is a sort of contextual perception where you not only the thing there, but the whole context in which that thing is and how it relates to you, and the feelings and the associations that go along with it. That's a receptive process. And in this, there's an exquisite and poignant dance in the interplay between these projective and receptive perceptive processes that we engage in all of our lives, because it's extremely easy to get stuck in one or the other mode. And getting stuck in one or the other mode is equally detrimental. Many psychics, for example, get stuck in the receptive mode. They're not able to make the discrimination between what's their own projection and what they're actually perceiving. And often they take on a lot of physical illnesses or psychic discontents and distress as a result of that. So, shamanism, alchemy, and yoga as traditional technologies of consciousness transformation, which allow us to be in greater access and communication with the worlds, other worlds of consciousness, which we exist around us. And you might say, somebody might raise the question, well, no, so what? Who cares? Why is it important that we have contact with these other worlds? Well, The reason for the importance basically is, if the model that these other worlds exist, that we live in a multidimensional reality, is correct.
As soon as there is the one, there is murder.
Psychological security. That may be why there is so much interest in a culturally productive way of life, which for some 1,500 years has felt thoroughly at home in the void, and which not only feels no terror for it, but rather a positive delight. To use its own words, the situation of Zen has always been: above, not a tile to cover the head; below, not an inch of ground for the foot. But the scientifically trained Westerner is a cautious and skeptical fellow who likes to know what he is getting into. This tape does not advocate importing Zen from the Far East, for there it has become deeply involved with cultural institutions which are quite foreign to us. But there is no doubt that there are things which we can learn or unlearn from Zen and apply in our own. Historically, Zen may be regarded as the fulfillment of long traditions of Indian and Chinese, though it is actually much more Chinese than Indian. And, since the 12th century, it has rooted itself deeply and most creatively in the culture of Japan. It is not a religion or a philosophy. It is not a psychology or a type of science. It is rather an example of what is known in India and China.
Of the Sanskrit word jhana, pronounced chan in Chinese and Zen in Japanese, is unfortunately untranslatable in English. It designates a certain state of consciousness that is sometimes called meditation, but that won't do at all. Contemplation isn't really the point. And sometimes one-pointedness of mind. I would prefer to translate this word with the notion of total presence of mind. When we say a person is crazy, we often say they're not all there. Now go to the opposite of that and visualize a person who is completely there, or who is completely here. A person who lives totally and absolutely now. Full of thinking about the past or the future.
Do you think that the machine is inventing new myths for us, or that we, with the machine, are inventing new myths? Is the machine becoming...
No, the myth has to incorporate the machine, just as the old myth incorporated the tools that people used. The forms of the tools and so forth are associated with power systems that are involved in the culture. We have not a mythology that incorporates these. The new powers are being, so to say, surprisingly announced to us by what the machines can do. We can't have a mythology for a long, long time to come. Things are changing too fast. The environment in which we're living is changing too fast for it to become mythologized.
Snot-nosed little punks think that they're good at something. You know, way to Lego. Great underground gore master, art film guy. No? What happened to you, man? Believers in material reality, these dinosaurs out there. I can prove it.
Starting to figure out who he is.
AI was a big disappointment to a lot of people, even though it was a great film.
Kill somebody.
Monumental.
It was.
Iconic. It was lyric, like it goes for thousands of years. Like the thousand-year stare at the end. And Ed Harris, of course,
job of art direction.
Keeps working out, staying svelte, and in shape, looks good in a black suit. Not the greatest actor, but, you know, he tries, and he's got that Hollywood ego thing, you know, where I'm into my craft, my work, it's for the greater good. You know, it doesn't hurt that I get millions of dollars of feedback that says I'm good, but it's the beginning of the end, men. The masculine men and women out there, half of you are females. The female orgasm is coming and it's going to get you all wet. Wet like Cronenberg wished he still was. Because he's dry these days. Spielberg is outdoing himself periodically. The only really interesting question about this film is, why did Cronenberg do it? Men are starting to realize that they appreciate the female orgasm, which traditionally has been ignored, discounted, declaimed, dishonored, and ignored, or whatever.
And then over here,
for men who have a female orgasm, they pretend they didn't. Of course, it might have been just craft for them. Easily forgettable.
As soon as there is the one, there is murder, wounding, traumatism. The one guards against the other. It protects itself from the other. But in the movement of this jealous violence, it comprises in itself its self-otherness or self-difference. The difference from within oneself, which makes it one. The one as the other. At one and the same time, but in a same time that is out of joint. The one forgets to remember itself to itself. It keeps and erases the archive of this injustice that it is, of this violence that it does. The one makes itself violence. It violates and does violence to itself. It becomes what it is, the very violence that it does to itself. The determination of the self as one is violence.
How do we live without myths then?
Well, we're doing it. The individual has to find the aspect of myth that has to do with the conduct of his life.
Trying to engage in controlling this and that or participating here and there, far beyond threatening an extension of such involvement beyond what would be otherwise necessary.
That because when that's damaged in patients, they can no longer, they're fluent in conversation, they're intelligent and all of that, but they can't do even simple arithmetic. You say, what's 17 minus 3? He'll say, oh, is it 9? Gets it completely wrong. So we think that abstract number concepts are represented in the angular gyrus. And remember, this chap's cross-wiring is in the fusiform gyrus, between the visual appearance of the number and the color. Now, however, we then found this is not true of all synesthetes. All synesthetes are not made equal. We then ran into other synesthetes where it's not merely a number that evokes color, but even days of the week evoke colors. Monday is red, Tuesday is indigo, Wednesday is blue. Months of the year evoke color. December is yellow, January is red, February is indigo. No wonder people thought they were crazy. But remember, if you're a clinician, you know, when somebody sounds crazy, it usually means you're not smart enough to figure it out. Okay? He isn't crazy. Okay.
For educational and backup use only, they must be deleted in 24 hours, or as stated by the shareware rules, as they may apply, or you must own a program in order to download it. If you are a member of local, state, or federal government, RIAA, AMTI piracy group or any other related group of this nature, or were formerly a worker of one, then you are not allowed on my private computer.
A number of services that myths serve. The basic one is opening the world to the dimension of mystery. If you lose that, you don't have a mythology to realize the mystery that underlies all forms.
All the files here are for educational and backup use only. They must be deleted into MT4 hours, or as stated by the shareware rules, as they may apply, or you must own the program in order to download it. If you are a member of
the
local, state, or federal government,
through all things, so the universe becomes, as it were, a holy picture. You are always addressed to the transcendent mystery through that. But then there's another function, and that's the sociological one of validating and maintaining a certain society. That is the side of the thing that has taken over in our world.
What do you mean?
Ethical laws, the laws of life in the society, all of Yahweh's pages and pages and pages of what kind of clothes to wear, how to behave to each other and all that. You see, in terms of the values of this particular society. But then there's a fourth function of myth, and this is the one that I think today everyone must try to relate to. That's the pedagogical function, how to live a human lifetime under any circumstances. Myth can tell you that.
Men see things in a box, and women see them in a round room.
Administrator of this server cannot be expected to, and will not maintain logs of any file transfer to or from this server.
Hey, you're only 45 minutes away. You want to meet halfway and see the sunrise? At this point, it's probably easier to stay up.
And there's a wonderful story in one of the Upanishads, the Brahmavivartar Upanishad, of Indra, this god who is the counterpart, really, of Yahweh. He is the god patron of a certain people and of historical life and time, with all kinds of rules for people to live by and that sort of thing. And there was a time when a great monster named Rudra had closed all the waters of the earth. And so there was a drought, a terrible drought, and the world was in very bad condition. Well, it took this god, Indra, quite a while to realize that he had a box of thunderbolts there, and all he had to do was drop a thunderbolt in Vritra, and that would blow him up. And when he did that, of course, he blew Vritra up, and the waters flowed, and the world was refreshed. And he said, what a great boy am I. So thinking, what a great boy am I, he goes up to the cosmic mountain, which is the central mountain of the world. And so he decided he would build a new world up there, a new city, and particularly his palace was going to be a palace worthy of such as he. So he calls Vishvakarman, the main carpenter of the gods, and gives him the assignment to build this palace. So Vishvakarman goes to work, and in very quick order, he gets the palace into pretty good condition, and the Indra comes. But every time Indra arrived, he had bigger ideas about how big and grandiose the palace should be. And finally, Vishvakarman says, my gosh, he says, we're both immortal, and there's no end to his desires. I'm caught for life. So he decided to go to Brahma, known as the creator, and complain. Well, now, Brahma sits on a lotus. This is the symbol of divine energy and divine grace. And the lotus grows from the navel of Vishnu, who is the sleeping god, whose dream is the universe. So here's Brahma on his lotus, and Vishwakarma comes to the edge of the great lotus pond of the universe, and down he tells his story. Brahma says, "You go home." He says, "I'll fix this up." So next morning, at the gate of the palace that's being built, there appears a beautiful blue-black boy with a lot of children around him just in admiration of his beauty. So in comes the boy. And Indra on his throne, he's the king god. He says, "Young man, welcome. And what brings you to my palace?" "Well," says the boy with a voice like thunder rolling on the horizon, "I've been told that you're building such a palace as no Indra before you ever built." And he said, "I've surveyed the ground, looked things over. It seems this is quite true. No Indra before you has ever built such a palace." "Well," Indra says, "Indra's before me, young man. What are you talking about?" The boy says, "Indra's before you?" He says, "I have seen them come and go, come and go." He said, "Just think. Vishnu sleeps in the cosmic ocean. The lotus of a universe grows from his navel. On there sits Brahma, the creator. Brahma opens his eyes. A world comes into being. Governed by an Indra, closes his eyes. The world goes out of being. Opens his eyes. The world comes into being."
Well, about 20,000 years ago, humans trekked along the margins of a shallow lake in Australia, leaving behind records of their passage in the soft, wet sand. In 2003, an Aboriginal woman, who is likely a descendant of those early Australians, stumbled across dozens of time-worn footprints in the area. Excavations at the site have since uncovered hundreds more. The discovery, detailed in a recent issue of the Journal of Human Evolution, represents the largest collection of that era of human footprints in the world, and the only footprints from that era ever found in Australia.
"Listen, miss," he bristled. "What I'm trying to tell you is my son can't go nowhere till someone comes to the house and teaches him how to mine. Now, I told my wife that I'm asking for a worker here tomorrow, 319 Burley Street." Suddenly, his authoritative tone changed to a husky, pleading whisper. "Please come. We fight about Matt all the time." The next day, lunch was my only free hour. Leora, my supervisor, was skeptical. "Sure, go if you're willing," she said. "If we aren't the right agency, maybe you can direct them elsewhere." The homes on Burley Street had been built 20 years earlier as rental housing for low-income families. Time had not been kind to the structures. Poorly maintained, many now were vacant, with weeds growing around them as high as the windowsills. Number 319 was the last gray house on the right, the only one on the street surrounded by a high fence. A German shepherd raced toward me as I got out of the car. Fortunately, the gate was shut and locked. Each time I shouted, "Hello," the dog charged at the metal fence, barking sharply, but no one inside the house acknowledged the commotion. Frustrated, I rattled the gate, and the dog went into a frenzy. There was nothing more I could do, so I walked slowly back to the car and got in. As I drove away, I was sure that I spotted someone peeking out from behind a curtain in the front window. The following morning, as I was telling Leora of my bizarre experience, Mr. Barringer called again.
"Look, miss, I'm sorry."
He sounded genuinely upset.
"My wife promised that if you come back today, she'll let you in."
By now, I was really curious, and back on Burley Street at noon, I could see that someone had prepared for my visit. The snarling dog was securely chained. The gate to the yard was open. As I walked up to the front door, I could hear what I thought was a baby's crying. The voice so frail, the intake of breath so rapid, that I expected to find a newborn child somewhere inside the house.
"Hi, my name's Rusty. I helped build this house a long time ago. But wood-eating insects called termites
have compromised the integrity of this once fine structure. So today, I'm going to blow it up. Now, if I blow this house up, will you promise to behave and mind your mommy and daddy?
Yes.
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 Good. Let's blow it up. Joe, we ready to go?
Yeah, Rusty, light it up.
Fire in the hole! 3, 2, 1. Now let's build a new house.
Psychic philosophical religious traditions of all times, including shamanism, are unanimous in asserting this claim that our ordinary attention and consciousness is limited to this pathetic fragment of the possibility to be perceived. Like the Sufis say, you know, we're like a man who lives on the ground floor of a 7-story mansion, having forgotten completely that there's the other 6 floors exist above him, which are larger and more spacious and greater and more beautiful and more interesting than the one that he lives with. And if a lot of your essential knowledge comes through to you from these other dimensions and you've lost contact with them, you don't even have the essential mechanisms for survival. See, psychic perception or extrasensory perception or clairvoyance and all these things that the shamans and the alchemists and the yogis talk about, they're not luxuries. They're not something we can indulge once we've taken care of survival. They evolve as adaptive evolutionary processes. And we've lost them to a large extent through atrophy. They've atrophied through misuse. It's very clear from anthropological research that primitive, preliterate aboriginal cultures have abilities that we call telepathy, clairvoyance, and so forth, as a matter of course. They take it for granted, and they use it for survival. For example, think of a hunter tribe that's in Africa, the Bushmen and the Kalahari. This has been documented, that that sends out a band of 6 hunters to track some animal, which they may be gone for 5 days. Okay, and they have to chase this big animal, such as a giraffe or a buffalo or whatever it may be, and bring it back. So they have no telegraph, they can't send runners. How are they going to stay in communication with the tribe? It's been documented that they are in communication with, telepathic communication with the tribe, where the tribe can know that it's essential to their survival. They need to know when food is going to come, whether the people are okay. The clairvoyance, which simply means being able to see some of these more subtle phenomena that are normally kind of just disappearing into invisibility or imperceptibility, is equally essential. And your survival could hinge on it. So I see this, and you know, we're not exactly in a position to say that our attitude has contributed to our survival. I mean, people do say that. People even say that nuclear deterrence has, you know, the nuclear buildup has prevented nuclear war so far, hasn't it? We should congratulate ourselves.
And in their way came running to us with wide eyes and innocence, telling us all about this special, wonderful you that they found. And we smiled with them, we laughed with them, we cried with them in their joy. They asked us if we would help you find them. And we said yes. And we said yes. And we love you. We love you, dear one. And we have come to talk, to walk with you, to be your friend. Not to tell you what to do, but to listen to you and to help you do what you have wanted to do all along. We love you. We love you more than you'll ever know. Then we have eternity together, you and us, to find out, so that you might give dimension, length, width, breadth, depth to the love we hold for you and for your higher self. We love you. Though you might not be able to ever figure out exactly why.
Is there a problem with my driving, officer?
Can I see a license, sir?
Sure.
Putting all the metaphors together so they encircled each other, so they interlocked with each other and connected.
And in that moment, I knew.
I know we hired you.
Success. Success. Not greatness, was the only God the entire world served.
Yeah, but I'm hard to remember.
I'm still behind the eight ball.
Let's just kill that little fuck!
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right, old fella.
He's closing up, fellas.
Coffee? Black.
Same. I'll have some pie. Some of that lemon meringue
guys,
pie.
Guys, I'm sorry. We're closed.
I said...
Coffee!
Ich fasse das als eine Bestätigung des Auftrags der Vorsehung auf mein Leben,
das ich
getan habe. Denn ich darf von der ganzen Nation es feierlich.
You can go home now, Charlotte.
Dass ich,
just leave
dass mir klar wurde, dass der Krieg ein unausbleiblicher Wahn, der aufgeschobene Konto, dass ich seitdem eigentlich nur der Sorge, der Arbeit und der Sorge in Zahlen.
I think you're going to be sticking around for a while, honey.
Tom?
fasse das als eine Bestätigung des Auftrags der Vorsehung auf, mein Lebensziel weiter zu verfolgen, so wie ich es wieder getan habe. Denn ich darf von der ganzen Nation es feierlich gestehen, dass ich, seit mir klar wurde, dass der Krieg...
Sir, we don't carry much cash here. You gentlemen are certainly welcome all of it.
Well, I know that, asshole. Believe me. I do know that!
Ah! Shut up, bitch!
Okay, Billy. Let's show this asshole we mean business.
What? Her?
Yes, her. Do her!
Weighed down her blue veins. Or you want her to meet Chuck Norris? Doc, how come you've dressed my grandmother up as a mugger?
Shut up and get off the set. Action!
Push her towards Chuck. Wow, he kicked her head right off her body. Did you see that? Did you see my Grammy? She's out of her misery. You've seen the greatest film of all fucking time. Now, come on.
A time for new resolve, new image, a new direction. Circumstances, situations in Iran, somewhat ignored, drawing attention now, Pakistan, India, more turmoil under the surface that will erupt in its way. Attention now drawn to Korea, people scratching their head, raising a brow, wondering what's really going on there.
What do you think about if we change the color in the jail cell? And I said, why? And he said, I think it's just a little too moody, and I'm afraid of putting the audience in a mood before they decide what their mood should be.
Not paying attention to China with this incredible economic growth and economic expansion and the impact of that, not just on the world market economically, but on the world environmentally, socially. When the hunger of billions of people, we're not talking physical hunger, we're talking an emotional hunger, grows even more intense. Situations in Israel and Palestine. The roadmap to peace. Positive signs, positive indications, faltering, getting back on course, making a new map. Where'd they get those words? Withdrawing from this, withdrawing from that, resettling here.
It's not easy to improvise. It's the most difficult thing to do. Even when one improvises in front of a camera or a microphone, one ventriloquizes or leaves another to speak in one's place, the schemas and languages that are already there. There are already a great number of prescriptions that are prescribed in our memory and in our culture. All the names are already pre-programmed. It's already the names that inhibit our ability to ever really improvise. one can't say whatever one wants. One is obliged, more or less, to reproduce the stereotypical discourse. And so I believe in improvisation. And I fight for improvisation. But always with the belief that it's impossible. And there where there is improvisation, I am not able to see myself. I am blind to myself. And it's what I will see. No, I won't see it. It's for others to see. The one who is improvised here, no, I won't ever see him.
So subjective sensation of redness and greenness and blueness, whether this has an evolutionary function. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that in the case of a bat, which doesn't actually discriminate wavelength, but discriminates texture by echolocation, it might, given the conservative nature of evolution, utilize those same labels, qualia labels, which you and I use for wavelength, they may use for texture, labeling auditory texture. And, of course, it's very hard to test. But one thing I would say is that something's vaguely relevant to what you're saying is we have recently come across a colorblind synesthete. Now, this may sound like an oxymoron. Basically, he was color anomalous. He didn't have the full range of pigments in his eye, so he couldn't see the full range of colors. He saw only a narrow range of colors in the real world. But the amazing thing is, when he saw black and white numbers, he would say he would see colors which he couldn't see in the real world. And he referred to them charmingly as Martian colors. Now, this doesn't make any sense initially, but it makes perfect sense in terms of what I'm saying.
Melancholy of everything that's happened.
Thank you.
You see how cozy it can be when you decide to play nice?
Encodes a particular color. An even more exotic variant is tasting shapes. I mean, I have a subject who, when he feels hamburger patties, it's bitter in his mouth. And of course, the Cytowicz famous example of things tasting pointy. And that's because it turns out that the hand and mouth representation in the Penfield sensory map is right next to the insular cortex, which receives gustatory taste sensations. So if there is some cross-activation there, you would expect exactly that, namely shapes producing tastes or tastes producing shapes.
We've got a taster of shapes or a taster of words here somewhere, have we not?
Yeah. My name's James Wannison, by the way. I'm a gustatory auditory synesthete in that when I hear words and word sounds, I get taste after taste.
Give us an example.
Well, example, then I got tomato soup. I mean, it happens all the time. It's just one after another.
So if I say professor, what do you get?
It's a very thin, meaty kind of thing. Okay. I mean, the professor's name is actually Lucozade.
What?
I mean, when I snort, I look at him, he's Lucozade. I get Lucozade, Lucozade, Lucozade when you're saying things.
Do you want to comment on that? Question
I can't explain everything.
Do you like being married?
What?
Do you like being married? Does that work for you? I can't see it working for me. I never felt the urge, you know? Thought of great-looking women in the world. I never met one made me want to give up all the others. Sure, you can fuck around, but it's so much goddamn work, you know? Keeping it quiet. It's not worth the effort. Don't see the upside.
Robin Dunbar, University of Liverpool. I guess from an evolutionary biologist's point of view, I'm bound to ask what the selective advantage that the artists and writers have out of all this. Why is this sort of... I mean, they must be reproducing more successfully or gaining more mates. And as a slightly worrying afterthought is if scientists are distinguished from the arty types by not being very metaphorical and synesthetic in this sort of way, we're in danger of being bred out of the...
well, I think that the problem is we don't have an adequate taxonomy of the intellect.
Eagerly or reluctantly, everyone seeks. Everyone seeks oneness, though such pursuit has many different names and draws each in so many mysterious, diverse, and ever-changing directions. Everyone seeks oneness, though many settle for the reverie of intoning the word, while others claim contentment in the inspiration of the idea held as ideal, just beyond one's grasp. And then there are those who somehow cannot settle or be content with the word or its ideal. They want to breathe it, they want to touch it, they want to be awash with it, they want to ground it in their being. Not to possess it, not to imprison it, but to ground it in their being, making oneness a part of who they are and are becoming. If you are such as those who do not settle, nor are complacent, ready yourself. Open to your vulnerabilities, both weak and strong. Acknowledge and forgive the former. Expose yourself to and accept the latter. Align your intentions consciously with your subconscious and unconscious as well with your higher conscious self. You and your higher self aligned. That which is in between the subconscious and unconscious will come to line as well. Connect with your ether, the etheric of you and the etheric of nature. open to the other and its mystery. Gather your body together as one, opened, aligned, connected. Gather your experience and your knowledge. Create a body of being. Ready yourself. Connect with your alliances of courage and confidence. Connect with your alliances of co-creation, whatever they may be. Align with the portals, the ports of entry so familiar to you, and the ports of call, entry to which you now have authority and permission. And allow them to be gateways that can lead you to what you seek.
Administrator of this server cannot be expected to and will not maintain logs of any file transfer to or from this server.
Open to the protection and guidance encompassed in your spirituality. Oneness awakens. It calls you. Ready, follow the threads through the terrain, and you can find the mystery, diversity, and fluidity beyond a word, beyond an ideal, in the experience, in the magical, elevating, exhilarating experience of oneness. Be off. Explore. 6.
That philosophy died yesterday, since Hegel or Marx, Nietzsche or Heidegger. And that philosophy should still wander toward the meaning of its death. Or that it has always lived knowing itself to be dying. That philosophy died one day within history. Or that it has always fed on its own agony, on the violent way it opens history by opposing itself to non-philosophy, which is its past and its concern, its death and wellspring. That beyond the death or dying nature of philosophy, perhaps even because of it, thought still has a future, or, even as is said today, is still entirely to come because of what philosophy has held in store. Or, more strangely still, that the future itself has a future. All these are unanswerable questions. By right of birth, and for one time at least, these are problems put to philosophy, as problems philosophy cannot resolve.
Beautiful Kwannon, and beauteous goddesses of mercy, we thank you, Kwannon. We thank you, goddesses of mercy. Have pity on everything. Have pity on everything. Have pity on everything. Be kind to yourself, as Alan says. Bring gentleness to every living body. Have pity. Have mercy. Everything lives.
Harry Edward Smith, for the crime of murder of the first degree by order of the Court of Fenton County and the Supreme Court of the Sovereign State of Kansas, you are sentenced to hang until you die.
I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
You can say something if you want.
Is there anybody from the family here?
No, Perry.
Well, tell them. I was gonna say, the life of me.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Kisser. Bad logic. Thinking only in terms of marriage material, thinking that you're obligated if you ask a woman out, and the supersized friendship process. This is bad logic, okay? The approaches are the physical aspects, the actual techniques. And the emotional dangers that I'm going to talk about right now are the emotional processes, the key mistakes, the key bad strategies that men make emotionally. So emotional dangers. Number one. Become jealous and afraid of losing a woman they don't even have. Have you ever become jealous and possessive of a woman that you didn't have and that wasn't even interested in you? Dude, don't talk to her. That's the one I like. What are you talking about? I used to have a friend that would do that. He would pick out a girl, like we'd maybe go out to a bar or club or be hanging out at our house and having some friends over or whatever. And I or one of my friends would, you know, start talking, and he'd be like, dude, that's the one I like. What are you talking about? Shut up. Get away from me. You go talk to her then. Here, talk to her. When you screw it up, I'll come back. She'll like me even more.
Shifting, changing. Promises made on both sides. But yet around the bend in the years 4 and 5 and 6 of them ahead, new levels of crisis, new levels of involvement. One thing the Palestinians said a decade or more ago, that their greatest weapon in winning this war was population, the proliferation, the birth rate, one of the highest in the world, where it could come to a situation where Israel has to decide whether they are going to create an Israeli state or a democratic state. Crises that are not yet visible around the bend. One can make a poignant and powerful case for the necessity of new resolve, but more than new resolve alone, new image and new direction in your America for the most of you. Things seem to be going along all right, no particular acts of terrorism breaking out here or there, but shifts and changes that out of necessity will call you for new resolve, new image, a new direction. Yes, one can make a solid case for the necessity changing, creating out of necessity. And as the months unfold, as this year moves to its second half, show the necessity to maximize hope, to awaken hope in those who are losing it, for those for whom it is dashed or seems beyond their grasp or reach. And yes, though not spoken in so many words, to maximize light and magic. The necessity is there. That avenue that is so well travelled, not to be denied, not to be diminished, not to be ignored, is there. And there is also in your world that secondary avenue, chance.
Furthermore, it can keep doing this in perpetuity to some ways of thinking. some altavec integer ups in the VCI you might count extra because they do fairly complex operations like multiply two 16-bit ints together. Add 16,384. Divide by 32,768 and finally add another int to the result.
If you're persistent and relentless in a vision and you believe it with enthusiasm and conviction that all of the necessary people required to realize that vision become harmonized.
But if you reach for it, this is a justification for claiming 47 billion integer ups per second. I don't see the Pentium claiming.
You almost believe your own crap, don't you? You know, you're trying so hard to beat this other guy, it's painful to watch.
Of abstract thinking and creativity and metaphor and things like that. Loosely speaking, it's a good idea to have some people in the population to be outliers in certain abilities, such as creativity and linking things, maybe even artistic ability. And maybe that's why the gene survived. And it doesn't do any harm, after all. There's no harm in seeing fives as red. It doesn't hurt them. So it just hangs around and doesn't disappear from the population because it does confer benefit on these outliers, which in turn would benefit the kin who share the gene. So from that point of view, there may be a hidden benefit such as the sickle cell anemia gene. People have suggested things like this for schizophrenia, by the way, but I think this is, as far as I know, it's the first time somebody suggested it for synesthesia.
University College London. My question was, what's so special about colour? Because colour is far and away the most common synesthetic experience. And why, for example, if C-sharp produces blue, why wouldn't blue produce C-sharp if it's just cross-activation?
Yeah. It's a very good question. You do see this directionality effect. Maybe the way colour is mapped, it's inherently easier to go one way in the activation than to go other way. And this isn't true just of synesthesia. If you take just metaphors in ordinary language, people think metaphors are completely random, but they're not.
We just want you to come for a little trip with us down memory lane.
In fact, Lakoff and Johnson and others have shown that metaphors are also directional. Certain directions like sound to touch or vision to hearing versus hearing to vision are much more common. And there's no way you can explain this except in terms of anatomical constraints in the brain. I think that even your Shakespearean English and metaphor is constrained by anatomy.
Lady there.
Janie Hampton, arty typewriter. One almost universal word I can think of is mama, which to me represents warmth and milkiness and softness. But why don't we all speak the same language if we've all started off with mama?
Why don't we all have the same language is your question. So, for example, take dog. You say dog in English, chien in French, kutta in Hindi, nai in Tamil. They bear no resemblance. Well, the answer is I'm not talking about modern language. I'm talking about the proto-language, the ancestral language. And in evolution, that's what you have to explain in the early band of hominids who got it going. Once you get it going and it spreads throughout the world, you can get culture coming in and you can have arbitrary words kicking in, okay? Because you've got the scaffolding in place. That's the difficult part. And that happens through this bootstrapping process I was talking about. And once that's emerged, then you can branch off using culture, and all of these arbitrary junk comes into the picture, which I'm not interested in as a scientist.
Vincent Walsh, University College London. Watching your mouth saying enormous and teeny weeny, I couldn't help but think what a disappointing word penis was.
It's probably invented by feminists.
I think with the penis anomaly, we'll end it there.
What I like about this moment that probably is really boring is that you never actually see how the chair gets in the cell until the end of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, that he sees the chair, but there you actually witness how this all happened.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It's just the idea of that things don't have to happen in order, that information doesn't need to be dispensed accordingly, that it can come later, and therefore it's more interesting.
The question of the archive is not a question of the past. It is not the question of a concept dealing with the past that might already be at our disposal, an archivable concept of the archive. It is a question of the future, the question of the future itself, the question of a response, of a promise, and of a responsibility for tomorrow. The archive, if we want to know what that will have meant, we will only know in times to come. Not tomorrow, but in times to come. Later on, or perhaps never.
You have 5 minutes to wallow in the delicious misery. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Discard it. And proceed.
Where we're laying prostate. With a small piece of celery in our back pocket to justify if we pretend we are as small as we are.
Let's go right away. Let's keep that intensity up.
Hope we can keep pretending we are until this goddamn scene is over. Eagerly pretending to eagerly await the next facial blast is the equivalent of getting paid by the hour instead of owning. Pope Greenwich Village, he wanted to own an inn in New England, but he came up to New England and looked at an inn and got freaked the fuck out, man. And who can blame him? But I digress. Existence, big disappointment to the VR crowd, the digitalic world, whatever it is. People interested in the next sperm load in the digital bukkake of our times. What a waste of talent that is. Pretty soon there'll be female bukkake. Mark my words. Feminine is back and she is squirting, my friends. talking about hyper kinds of space. Sure, no big thing these days. All this theme is focused totally on the lead character, Vito Morkensen, who can't act interior space at all. 10,000 God knows how many molecules of sperm. The violent scenes, of course, were nicely done. Very dry, though, for Cronenberg. He's the wet master.
In this family, we shoot them.
He's the viscera king. Digital Bukkake is very dry, like the west coast of the United States. Very dry, very... It's kind of like sperm that's dried hard on a piece of cloth, and you can scrape it off and get most of it off that way. That's about what it's worth. They're happy if they have a decent day job.
Chance through invention, through innovation. The chance, random as it may seem or as it may appear, for this manifesting of the new and maximizing of hope, light, and magic.
Bueller.
And you can follow the avenues of necessity in the workings of your magic, in the creation of your reality.
Bueller.
And of your participation in the world about you. And when those chances come, grab them, seize them. Absolutely so. But for you magicians, for those of you who are conscious that you can change reality in accordance and compliance with your will, your imagination and your love. To those of you, such as yourselves, who are conscious of the fact that you don't have to just react to the world around you, but that your world can start responding to you. Rather than following its design and out of necessity and chance changing by your design.
I think I've been asleep most of my life.
The world can follow you, respond to you. For you, the magicians, there is a third alternative, a third avenue. Bountiful creation. Separate from the necessity, not waiting upon chance, but consciously, aggressively, assertively, if you prefer that word.
You got anything to say before I blow your brains out, you miserable prick?
Creating in a bountiful way. Bringing the resolve, as well as the image and the new direction.
We do. And as you allow yourself to feel more deserving, as you move closer and closer to knowing that you are worthy of coming face to face with the goddess, then you will understand more clearly the love of which we speak, the love we hold for you. We love you. Yes, we do love you.
How can another see into me, into my most secret self, without my being able to see in there myself, and without my being able to see him in me? And if my secret self, that which can be revealed only to the other, to the holy other, to God if you wish, is a secret that I will never reflect on, that I will never know or experience or possess as my own, then what sense is there in saying that it is my secret, or in saying more generally that a secret belongs, that it is proper to or belongs to someone, or to some other who remains someone? It's perhaps there that we find the secret of secrecy, namely, that it is not a matter of knowing, and that it is there for no one. A secret doesn't belong. It can never be said to be at home or in its place. The question of the self, who am I? Not in the sense of who am I, but rather, who is this I that can say who? What is the I, and what becomes of responsibility once the identity of the I trembles in secret?
Gently drifting into your somnambulistic state of sleep, and as within a few minutes from now you will allow yourself a full and restful healing sleep, know that we will work with you tonight. We will work with you tonight. Just tell us, what is it you would like us to work upon?
I'm gonna kill you. And everyone you know. Your whole goddamn family.
What is it you would like us to work upon? What stumble, pothole, rat would you like us to fill, to mend, to heal? What success would you allow us to amplify, to help expand, to augment? Talk to us. Talk to us. A foible you want corrected, a glitch that you want smoothed out, a burr that you want sanded, smoothed, corrected.
He was born, he thought, and he died. All the rest is pure anecdote.
Or an opportunity made more solid. Success made deeper, richer, more profound. Talk to us, dear one, and know that as you sleep, as you gently, wondrously sleep, we will be there, working ever so subtly, ever so gently with you. Everyone's yours is a destiny designed by God, Goddess, all that is. A destiny divined and designed by your own consciousness. Whatever its source, destiny is chosen. And we choose our destiny. That destiny of God, Goddess, all that is, the destiny of the Goddess, to be sure. And the destiny we choose, divine and designed. From our own consciousness. And we choose a destiny of loving you.
We will wonder what he may have kept of his unconditional right to secrecy, while at the same time burning with the desire to know, to make known, and to archive the very things he concealed forever. What did he conceal even beyond the intention to conceal, beyond the intention to lie or to perjure? We will always wonder what, sharing with compassion in this archive fever, what may have burned of his secret passions, of his correspondences, or of his life, burned without him, without remains, and without knowledge, without the least symptom, and without even an ash.
Contemporary texts now demand a deconstructionist scrutiny.
I see no exception. Everything. Every text. You mean philosophical texts or journalistic texts or everything. Well, everything is requires deconstruction. Not only text in the narrow sense, but everything. Deconstruction is not something that you just apply. Deconstruction is already at work. Always already, as you say. Always already at work within the thing to be deconstructed. When you deconstruct, you don't use a tool in order to deconstruct something. You find in the thing itself, the text itself, if you want, something already self-deconstructing. And nothing can escape this in terms of politics, of philosophy, everyday life. So I see no exception to it.
Still behind the eight ball.
Is there a problem with my driving, officer?
Can I see your license, sir?
You should have killed him back in Philly.
Yeah, Joey. You should have.
Set. Action.
Because it has always already begun, representation, therefore, has no end. But one can conceive of the closure of that which is without end. Closure is the circular limit within which the repetition of difference infinitely repeats itself. That is to say, closure is its playing space. This movement is the movement of the world as play. This play is cruelty as the unity of necessity and chance. This play of life is artistic. To think the closure of representation is thus to think the cruel powers of death and play, which permit presence to be born to itself, and pleasurably to consume itself through the representation in which it eludes itself in its deferral. To think the closure of representation is to think the tragic, not as the representation of fate, but as the fate of representation, its gratuitous and baseless necessity. And it is to think why it is fatal that, in its closure, representation continues.
Themselves to be filmed.
Yeah,
this is the natural condition.
You see how Americanized I am now.
Most of the sex I've had in my life was not as personal as that kiss.
Just tell me you love me and get it over with. Love me and get it over with. Just tell me you love me and get it over with. Just tell me you love me and get it over with. Just tell me you love me and get it over with. Love me and get it over with. Just tell me you love me and get it over with.